very true. And if I had to actually edit something, I could email it to my work email and use the one at work. It's got the full editing privileges. So worst seems to worst, I could do that. But I hate doing that if I don't. If I, unless it's an emergency, it can wait.
Roger that. So what do you do for a living? I'm retired, have been for, I don't know, not quite 20 years, I guess, 2008. So, yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, well, I'm still working, so a few years yet before I can retire. Bank says I have to keep working to pay the mortgage, so that's what I got to do. But I look after the radio communications network for the province. Provincial 911 emergency services radio system here in the southwest corner of the province.
Well, that's pretty much a natural fit for the ham radio stuff. Yeah, you do a good service, and the 911, I imagine, gets pretty hairy at times as far as trying to keep things smooth and running nice. Good on you.
Yeah, years ago when I hired on, I was in college. Well, before I hired him, one of my instructors was a ham radio operator, and he suggested a few of us, well, now that you've got all the basics down here, you might as well, not much more, and you might as well write your ham radio exam. But what the hell, it's not going to hurt anything, so I did. And then when I went for my job interview in Vancouver, I started out in BC, you know, looking after radio systems there, and that's the first thing he noticed on my application. I see you're a ham radio operator, and I said, yeah, got my license, asked me a couple, and that was it. And I think that's probably one of the big reasons I got the job.
Yeah, copy that. It's amazing the things you can put on a resume that make a difference. I had a friend, I was in the RCMP, and he had put on it that he was a water skier and a member of the water ski club, and he was actually already in the service, but they actually transferred him into water patrol on a lake or whatever, and he was out looking for guys that didn't have their boat's license and stuff like that. So he got a nice cushy job because he said he was a water skier and been driving boats for years. And yeah, you never know. It's kind of neat looking at it retrospectively.
Yeah, very true. That's one thing on your resume that definitely helps, and the other, it seems to be more and more so, it's who you know now, not what's on it.
Yeah, unfortunately, there is some truth to that. I shouldn't speak too loudly. I've worked in mines all my life. My dad was in mining, and he was a manager of a mine, so my first job was working underneath him, so to speak, in the maintenance department as a grease monkey. But I was told before I even started working by my old man that if there's any hints of any lack of work, dysfunction, laziness, or anything that came out that was a negative comment, there would be no hesitation, and I would be down the road just as quick, or probably quicker than anybody else. So either I kept my nose clean and worked like I'm supposed to, or it wasn't going to happen. So that was my first couple of years of work, and then I actually had the manager of International Nickel from Thompson. He was a house guest one particular evening at my dad's place, and I ended up coming into the room and introduced myself, whatever, and got talking, and I was going to apply for a job up in Lynn Lake, which is the competitor to International Nickel, at least it was at the time. He says, oh, why go there? He says, we've got lots of jobs in Thompson there, you should apply there. So I did the next year, and I used the manager for reference. Needless to say, I got the job. But about a month into my summer work, know, I come home and visited Dad, and my dad says, oh, I hear you're doing pretty good out at the pipe link and whatnot. And I said, how do you know what I'm doing? Well, I was talking to Don Munn the other day there at the Minister of Mines meeting, and he said, you seem to be enjoying it, and the guy's getting along with you. So I said, what? Well, you used him for reference. He says, you bloody well better believe he's watching you. I think, oh, geez, what did I do?
So it's interesting how things work for sure. Today I'm almost at the end of my repeater range and almost turning into my driveway, so I'll let you get going for now. I cannot remember your call there. My memory is short, especially while trying to concentrate and talk on the radio at the same time and drive. So I'll say 73 is for now. This is DE5TG, mobile clear.
That is great tasting whiskey, Victor Echo 5, great tasting whiskey. And we do a net on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock Saskatchewan time, and you're welcome to join us any Sunday.
I will keep that in mind. Usually I don't have a mobile set up at my house right now, so it's just in the car. And if I am downstairs on the computer, I'm usually looking at HF stuff, so I always forget about that. But I will keep it in mind. Thanks for the reminder. V5TG clear.
It's a chit-chat type net. 73s, have yourself a great day. Thanks for the call. Have a good, nice, nice juice, 73s.